Hello everyone, welcome back to this latest JF interview series episode. My name's Jonathan Farrington. Now, you know, when I first decided to launch this initiative, my primary objective was to really have conversations with people that have got something to say about the future of sales. And actually, that shouldn't just involve practitioners or so-called sales experts. It also needs to involve the other people that have got a very considerable input into the way we move forward. And today, I'm thinking specifically about technology. My guest is Jonathan Brink. He's the Vice President of Product at Livehive. He's got over 20 years' experience in SWS product design and management, with in-depth knowledge about all aspects of UX and UI design development, from concept to implementation. He thrives on creating simple and usable products for enterprise and the masses. And we like simple. Jonathan, welcome.
Pleasure to be here.
Okay, look, let me kick off by asking you about the history of Livehive. We've got quite a long relationship with Livehive, I think 3 to 4 years. And we've got a huge amount of admiration for you and for your company. Just tell us a bit more, will you, about the history?
Yeah, so we started in the email tracking space and quickly realized one of the things that I do is I consistently meet with customers to see we're a very customer-centric company, and we discovered what we call the platform problem, that people were bringing together 5 or 6 different tools, none of them communicated together, and so we saw that as a very different problem to solve than just going for a point solution. What if we brought all of these tools together in a single platform? And that really, about 1.5 years ago, began a new design initiative to sort of organize around the platform.
Yeah, you're emphasizing this word platform a lot, I noticed. Share with me, what's the difference between a platform and a tool?
So a tool is when you're solving one specific problem, like a dialer or an email tracking component. We took a different approach because what we realized is that as companies were attempting to solve single point problem, sales teams needed to buy multiple tools and none of them communicated together. So we said, what if we bundled them all together to create a single suite that could work wherever you are? So it was integrated with Salesforce and Microsoft Dynamics, Gmail and Outlook. And the response has been absolutely phenomenal because they realize sales reps don't work in single point solutions. They want an entire process. And by creating that process in an entire platform, you have a single login, fully integrated with all the tools that you're using or the CRMs that you're using, it became something that enterprise companies could really latch onto, that they only had to buy a single solution. And they also typically would save quite a bit of money in that process.
Absolutely. In the old days, we used to call pain points challenges. Mm-hmm. Now there's a huge emphasis on calling them a pain point because I suppose it's more dramatic. Will you just share with us, just in case any of our listeners are not aware of that term, what's a pain point?
Yeah, so as you go throughout your day, you're typically trying to solve problems, create sales, things like that, and you're going to run into challenges like a pain point that we're typically going after is task management cataloging. We started in sales automation. So we had email tracking. Then we created a sequence process or a cadence, which we called SmartPath. And what we realized is that we started realizing what the sales reps' pain points were by creating that solution, that task management and cataloging are a huge part of their pain points. Nobody likes using a CRM. And because all they're doing is essentially tracking all of the activity they've already done. That became a pain point, that tracking process of entering in all of their activities, entering all the responses, notes, things like that, became a huge pain point for a sales rep. And such that in some cases, it's up to a 63% of their entire week is spent on task management and cataloging. So preparing emails, preparing calls, managing and cataloging them in Salesforce. The average rep will spend 3 to 5 minutes creating an email or grabbing a template, sending it off, then cataloging it in Salesforce. So imagine doing that for 100 tasks a day. You're spending anywhere between 15 to 20 hours a week in task management cataloging. That's a huge problem for a sales rep when they really should be focused on reaching out to the customers, finding new prospects, and connecting. So we saw that as a pain point that we could solve by automating a lot of those processes and really from an end-to-end solution. And once you do that, once we solved that problem, we created a tremendous level of visibility for the managers to actually know what was going on. And that's the original reason CRMs were created, is to track the activity of the sales reps. But sales reps, they like working out of Excel. They like working in their Google Docs. And tracking in their CRM is just another component. So by using LiveHive, we were able to solve those pain points on both sides for the sales rep and the management as well.
Okay. When you were, when you've been at the design stage, and I'm not just thinking, you know, just about LiveHive, you've got considerable experience in solution design. Mm-hmm. How deep have you gone in your communication with sales reps to understand those pain points? How thorough have you been?
I've literally interviewed hundreds of managers and sales reps. We design from a customer-centric standpoint. One of the interesting issues in software development is you can create what you believe the market needs, or you can ask what the market needs. And I spend probably 3 to 5 hours a week meeting just with customers and listening to what they need and continually refining that process. We believe we have really created a solution that meets the needs of a typical sales rep, but I'm continually refining that by constantly meeting with new teams over and over.
That's actually very, very refreshing, Jonathan. Now,
well, the worst thing, and I'll say the worst thing about software design is creating something nobody needs.
Absolutely.
So I found that it's much more advantageous to go ask the customer what they want, and they'll tell you. They will tell you what they need in the marketplace.
Yeah. No, that's good. And I'm also, you know, I'm also greatly relieved that, that there doesn't appear to be any sign of complacency in your approach, which is good because you're continually updating and refreshing the information and the communications that you're getting, which is great. Now, look, you know, sorry, Jonathan, go ahead.
No, I would say the great thing about the platform solution is we're not creating a single point, so I can really continually refine that process and ask at deeper levels, what are those specific features? Because I'm not limited to a single tool, I can solve entire real pain points because we're going after an end-to-end solution. So I'm constantly refining by listening to what are the specific features or processes sales reps are actually going after.
Sure. And I think the other important point about that is, you know, obviously we've seen more change within the sales space in the last 5 years than we probably did in the previous 50. And we are in a constant change, you know, rate of change, are we not?
We are. You know, it's really, sales has begun to adopt the process of automation and enablement. It lives, you know, I meet constantly with enterprise customers who literally all they have is CRM and they have very few processes and they're stuck in the dark ages largely because of bureaucracy. And sales is about 10 years behind marketing. Salesmen like to work on their own. They like to work in Excel and keep everything in a closed environment. Sales enablement is really beginning to change that by automating a lot of the processes, and they're finding it refreshing because I constantly meet with lots of teams in enterprise customers, and they see our solution and they're saying, "Wow, you've really thought through the entire process. You're not just saying, here's a dialer." And dialers have a lot of value, so we've built one into our solution. You also have email track. Oh, you've got this as well. So they can see it as an end-to-end solution, and it gives them a lot of power to really see it as solving large pain points in their day.
Absolutely. I mean, you touched on some of the strengths of LiveHive. If we think about uniqueness, I mean, we know that uniqueness doesn't last forever, and I'm sure you're constantly updating the unique features and value that LiveHive brings. But just share with me some of the, in your view, what are some of LiveHive's unique selling points?
Yeah, this is what I love, because I talk about my product every day with customers. The real value proposition we bring is solving the pain points that sales reps have. We created an end-to-end solution versus a point tool. We're not going after one problem. We're giving them a solution that solves a suite of problems. And what that does is it gives them a single solution. They have a single login. It connects to all the tools that they're already using, such as their CRM or their email solution. And they don't have to manage multiple logins. So that, believe it or not, is one of the number one pain points we hear is I have five or six logins for all these tools and none of them communicate together. Your solution allows all of those tools to communicate together. And we really, and that brings, once you jump into a platform, we can track the sales process from prospect to close. And by doing that, that gives us a tremendous leverage in terms of really looking at the entire sales process to see what's working. So we've created solutions from a reporting standpoint where you're bringing in the marketing information, you're doing all of your prospecting, you're qualifying them through the entire process, managing the opportunities, and then closing. But then we've added something called the blueprint. And what a blueprint does is it compares all of your closed ones against the one opportunity you're looking at to see, are you following best practices? We're giving you each step along the way and saying, here's the what works the best in your company, and here's compared to this opportunity, so you can continually refine that process. We're also creating a lot of integration partners. That's one of our big initiatives this year, is to integrate with data providers, because prospecting is one of the largest parts of the process. And so we're integrating with, we currently have an integration with InsideView, and we're in discussion with three other major providers. So our goal is to have four by the end of the year so that reps can come in, look for all of the best leads they can find within a single solution. It integrates and uploads directly into the LiveHive environment. They don't have to worry about CSV files at all. And one of the things that we really, by creating the platform that we give, is management now has insight into all of the team's activities and processes. So we give them a tremendous amount of reporting capability on the back end to know, are my sales reps actually doing anything? Mm-hmm. We've created what's called an MQL report, which tracks all, you know, there's a funny conversation between marketing and sales. Is marketing says, I gave you a ton of leads. What did you do with them? And sales says, well, all of your leads were awful. So the MQL report helps solve that by actually tracking all of the engagement through the entire process. So marketing can say, see, you didn't touch them. Or sales reps, see, we touched them over and over again, and they were awful. So it helps solve that kind of problem. So those are some of the unique features that we've designed into the platform.
Yeah, they're all very exciting, and I think anything that's going to help sales and marketing legitimize their relationship has got to be good, because, you know, we really want to see that happening. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that's another topic, and I won't get onto my platform on that one. Look, there's only going to be a few thousand people listening to this interview, Jonathan. So do you want to share with us what the future of LiveHive is? I mean, we'll keep it very hush-hush.
Well, you know what? We're really excited because we are seeing, we launched our platform in October, and at an enterprise level, we are seeing ridiculous traction. Customers are really seeing this as something that they can embed in their enterprise. Enterprise customers typically have a lot more red tape to go through. We're talking to one of the top 10 companies in the world about integrating a global solution across 46 different countries, all reporting into one environment in LiveHive so that they can track 46 instances of Salesforce. And nobody else can do that. So we're excited about that process, because what we're seeing is really truly an end-to-end solution for a global customer. It's not just an SMB market solution, and it works wherever you are. So we're integrated with all of the CRM solutions that the marketplace uses. And we see it is a way that enterprise customers can kind of come out of the dark ages and use a solution that fits within an enterprise environment. So, and then as we add our data provider partners, we're also beginning to look at other solutions that really see a good fit where they can actually plug into our solution and offer extendable elements like screen sharing. And we're talking to a customer that, or a potential partner that has the ability to track engagement to your website and do a backwards lookup. So they may actually tell you who actually came to your site simply through their IP address. So we're really looking at a lot of very interesting solutions to grow the end-to-end solution that fills in all those little holes so sales reps have a complete solution.
Well, it's obviously an exciting time at LiveHive. Unfortunately, Jonathan, as you know, we are constrained by time. But, you know,
sure.
what I'm going to take away from this interview, this chat, this conversation, mm-hmm. it's specifically your excitement for what you're doing, for what LiveHive is creating, and certainly for the future. But also I'm going to take away your empathic view of a sales rep's daily life and how you and LiveHive Solutions can actually bring something to the table that's going to make their life easier and, dare we say, more enjoyable and make those quotas more attainable. And I think, for me, that's refreshing that you're actually taking that approach. It's been a huge pleasure talking to you. I guess what we should
say... My pleasure.
Thank you. We should say, everyone, get across to LiveHive, www.livehive.com. I believe that you do offer a test drive, don't you, Jonathan?
We offer a 90-day solution, so you can essentially test drive our solution, and if you don't like it, we'll give you your money back for time not used. We've now, as we shifted to an enterprise-level solution, we're shifting our model a little bit, but we make it very easy for you to adopt. It takes 15 minutes to get started. There's very little integration, so we make it very easy to work with us.
Okay, well, that's absolutely great. All right, well, Jonathan Brink, Vice President Product for LiveHive. Thank you again for coming in and having a chat with me. It's been a great pleasure.
Thank you, Jonathan.
Okay, everybody, I hope you enjoyed that as much as I did. You know, I said right at the front end of the interview, for me, it's really exciting to have some dialogue with people that are playing a part in the overall sales picture, not just the practitioners, not just the experts, not just the salespeople, the sales leaders, but also the people that are driving through this next exciting wave of technology. So I've enjoyed it very much. This is Jonathan Farrington. Bye-bye now. Bye-bye.